The Environmental Defence Society is filing declaration proceedings to remove harmful chemicals from the Matoura paper mill. Ovia Premix, a byproduct of aluminium recycling, is currently stored at the mill and produces dangerous ammonia gas when it is wet.
In February, the paper mill was threatened by severe flooding, sparking calls from the Gore District Council to remove the substance. The Environmental Defence Society is demanding that the New Zealand Aluminium Smelters Limited urgently transfer the harmful substance to a safe site. A short time ago, I spoke to Gary Taylor, who heads the EDS. He explained what they're asking the court to do.
We're essentially asking the Environment Court to rule on what the correct interpretation of the law is. We contend that the smelter is still responsible for that material, and I think they contend that they're not. And so in a situation like that where there's legal argument and the law isn't, you know, 100% clear, you can go to court and ask for a ruling.
Should the government have taken more responsibility here rather than, it seems, leave it up to the council?
Well, the government has taken some responsibility. They chipped some money in to a fund to move this stuff along with other parties. Our problem really is that the question of responsibility under the Resource Management Act hasn't been nailed down properly, and we would argue that the smelter is wholly responsible for making the stuff safe as quickly as possible.
Is there any of this Ovia Premix anywhere else that you know of?
Yes, it's stored elsewhere in Southland, in locations that aren't as flood-prone as the Matoura site. So that's why we've focused on the Matoura site.
But will a favourable judgment on this one affect those other sites as well, or is it quite specific to Matoura?
I think that'll play out in the proceedings, and it may be that that is the case, but we're focusing on, you have to focus on a particular set of facts with declaration proceedings, and so we've, you know, narrowed it down to that one site, which does seem the most problematic.
The complicating thing was that we were told that there was a deal to transport the chemical elsewhere. What happened to that deal?
Well, that's opaque. We've asked for a copy of the contract that apparently exists that relates to that, because of course the contract would reveal what the time frame is for the removal, if in fact, you know, that is proposed. I think, you know, our position is that notwithstanding any contractual arrangements that might exist, there's still a residual Resource Management Act responsibility that kind of supervenes over that.
Is it expensive for you to take this action?
Yes, it's expensive to bring any legal proceedings in New Zealand.
How are you funding it then?
Well, we're asking for public support for donations towards the case. We'll be applying in due course to the Environmental Legal Assistance Fund for some of the funding. But most of the work, most of the research that was done for this was done during lockdown, in fact, and hasn't yet been funded.
Have you got a time frame on this?
Well, we've asked for urgency. We've asked for court-assisted mediation in the first instance. I would hope that we would be able to nail down a final outcome before the end of the year.
In general, do you think New Zealand aluminium smelters have behaved irresponsibly on this?
Well, I don't think they've behaved as a good corporate would. I mean, they're owned by Rio Tinto, which doesn't have a good track record offshore. I think that, you know, they could have come to the party much earlier and removed the stuff, which, you know, does pose a serious public health risk if it gets wet.
That was Environmental Defence Society's Gary Taylor.